Are you ready to transform your financial future through mortgage note investing? Hi, I'm Jamie Bateman, host of the From Adversity to Abundance podcast. As a passionate entrepreneur myself and real estate investor myself, I've dedicated my career to empowering investors like you. Join my mentorship program tailored to meet your unique business objectives with a very small financial commitment to get started. Gain access to my personal experience, trusted consultants and vendors, and receive customized mentoring services. You'll get hands-on guidance on everything from determining your buy box and reviewing your bidding processes to managing notes with third-party servicers, handling collateral, and much more. Don't wait. Visit LabradorLending.com to start your journey to abundance today. Let's unlock your full potential together.
Welcome to From Adversity to Abundance, the go-to podcast for real estate entrepreneurs seeking not just to thrive, but to conquer with resilience and mental sharpness. Each week, join us as we dive into the compelling world of real estate through the lens of mental fitness, where challenges transform into opportunities. Get ready to transform your mindset and expand your understanding of what it takes to succeed in real estate. Let's explore these stories of triumph and resilience together.
All right. So welcome, everyone. We're Shantae and I are very excited about this webinar. I'm sure we'll have a few stragglers, but I don't want to hold up the people who got here on time. We're excited to have a little chat, give a little presentation about the benefits of personalized mortgage note investing mentorship. We'll get into a few slides here, and then we will have a Q&A. Bear with us. This is our first time hosting on Zoom. I'm sure we can figure it out, but you never know what technical difficulties might come our way. But we do have Sir Clifford Jumper here. I know he's hosted on Zoom before, and I think we'll be good to go. Shantae, before we get going, any initial words of wisdom?
No, just, you know, you did. I wasn't expecting that.
Okay, we're gonna get into a little bit of our backgrounds and with the slides. So actually, before we get going, if you're able to raise your hand as people are joining, I'm curious to hear from the people who are on right now. Raise your hand if you would say you're in the category of you've heard of mortgage note investing, but you know almost nothing about it. You've seen the term, you've read about it a little bit, but you've never done any training, you've never read a book on it, you're really unfamiliar with mortgage note investing. If you're able to raise your hand, please do. Awesome. Randy, Shantae, liar. Let's be honest.
I just couldn't have me alone.
At least we know it works. And all right, second group, we're just going to do three groups here. Second group, you're familiar with mortgage note investing. You have more to learn, like we all do, right? But you've never purchased a note. You're familiar with the terms. You've taken some training or some courses. You're maybe in a note investing group, but you've never purchased a mortgage note. Raise your hand.
Okay.
Awesome. Sir Clifford Jumper lied. All right. And last group, if you've purchased a mortgage note or more, raise your hand. Awesome. Sounds like we're pretty well spread across the board, but I'd say the biggest reaction was the third group, which is awesome. All right. I'm going to share my screen and we can get started. Okay, can you see this? Can you see that, Shantae?
Yes, you just need to select from beginning. I don't know where you sent it.
I'm I'm sharing my wrong screen. My apologies. Still
There you
no?
go. No, I got
Okay.
it. We can see it.
Awesome. All right. We're all already here. You know what you're here for, so we'll skip ahead. So what we offer is mortgage note investing mentorship. So we'll get into a little bit of the details with that. Overall, we want to thank you for coming, and we're excited to chat about the reasons, the benefits of mortgage note investing, and why it may or may not be a good fit for you. We provide consulting, coaching, mentorship services on an hourly basis. And so far, this has mostly been me. And I'm really excited to bring Shante on board. And we also have Mark Blunden on board as well. And we all three bring different skill sets and different levels of experience and areas of experience to the table. But we offer mentorship on an hourly basis, and we offer hands-on direct access to us, note investing experts. We don't know everything, but we've learned a lot, and we want you to benefit from the our knowledge and avoid the mistakes that we've made along the way. And we also, one of the things that ends up being most valuable from the feedback I've gathered from my mentees is that the connections to different vendors and other experts and other people in the space really end up being as valuable as anything else that is offered. So the hourly sessions are great, but oftentimes it's the in-between back and forth or referrals that are really really beneficial. Shante, anything to add here?
No, just to kind of piggyback off of it, as you stated, it's the in-between conversations outside of just the hourly calls, where we connect more and we're able to also provide resources and things to help everybody on their note investing journey.
So we'll
So,
get into a little bit more of that,
yeah.
the benefits of it. We're not going to talk too much about ourselves, but the fact is, one-on-one mortgage note investing, why would you do it? Well, you need to buy into us and our expertise and our personalities, so a little bit about me. I've been an active real estate investor since 2010. Started off with rental property investing. Rentals are still an important part of my own personal portfolio. My wife and I did a lot of the BRRRR strategy, and we still hold rentals today. And one of the rentals we have is actually from a non-performing loan, which was a pretty cool case study. So I've been actively investing in real estate, mostly in the single family residential space, for about 15 years, 14, 15 years now. And prior to that, I did work for a title company and a mortgage broker, and did some other things. I was in the military, served in the military, was in Iraq for a year, and also worked for the Department of Defense as I was building my side hustle, if you will. Operate two mortgage note funds as of right now. One is winding down and the other one is going strong. So I have a good amount of experience with non-performing notes, bankruptcies, firsts, seconds, mostly firsts, but some seconds, some land notes, and some different types of notes thrown in there. Since 2018, I've been heavily focused on mortgage note investing as far as my active really my day-to-day. Shante and I and someone else on this call have experience a lot of experience in servicing notes as well. So that's brought a, I mean, learned a ton through that experience for sure. Also, I'm the host of the From Adversity to Abundance podcast. It's a little bit of a passion project. We dive into people's stories of overcoming adversity, and it's really the human element that we're focused on. I also was a co-host of the Good Deeds Mortgage Note Investing podcast, Good Deeds Note Investing podcast for almost 2 years prior to starting From Adversity to Abundance. So that's a little bit about me and
Very
Shante.
interesting. So my background is more so in the servicing space. I started servicing back in 2013 and recently just kind of ended that journey a little bit. But that's where most of my expertise are in is in servicing operations, compliance, overseeing and managing bankruptcy and foreclosure coordinations. Recently been dabbling a little bit more in investing in my own notes. I bought one, or I had one that just kind of was a wash. But it's okay, learning lesson and having kind of playing around recently with this. And I just love to share knowledge, which is why being a part of this mentorship program is so important to me. It's probably the my favorite part of being in the space is networking and sharing information. So I'm excited to be a part of this, and I hope that we can help all of you with any questions that you guys may have. And then we also have a third person who is not on this call today, but Mr. Mark Blunden is part of our team as well. And his background, mostly for the past about a decade, is in document and collateral custodian and review and management and things like that. He has also worked alongside with me for a little while in loan servicing, so he does have some knowledge there as well. He is an active real estate agent based out of Orange County, California. And he also helps manage some fund. Just kidding, not just some, it's Jamie's fund. So he has extreme broad knowledge in risk management, acquisition, servicing, things like that. So.
Really broad and deep in a lot of areas. And I think he was a professor in the UK. He says a lecturer, and you know, that's what my teenagers call me, but I think he was more impressive. But he knows a lot about real estate, a lot about economics, market conditions, trends. And even prior to helping manage our funds, Mark was involved in the full cycle of another fund as well, after working with Casey Wilson, where he essentially established, my understanding is Mark established their processes and really kind of, for the most part, ran the operations. He was the director of operations at Casey Wilson and Associates, which is a document custodian. So he knows a ton about due diligence and collateral file reviews, which really comes in handy in mentorship.
So that's us.
All right, just a little caveats here. We are not attorneys. We are not providing legal advice in any way, shape, or form. We are not financial advisors. So whether we're discussing this on whether I'm referring to just this call or mentorship broadly, we don't provide legal advice and we don't provide financial advice. Ultimately, we're here to help support you. But at the end of the day, it's you driving the ship as far as your own success and honestly, you know, risk taking as well. So anything to add, Shante?
No.
Okay. All right. So mortgage note investing, I'll be perfectly honest with you. We probably could have done a better job on this slide in particular. And that is not a criticism in any way, shape, or form. It's hard. What is mortgage note investing? We essentially become the bank, and many of you are already familiar. You've purchased your own notes, so I'm not going to spend a ton of time on this, but, mortgage note investing, and again, we're focused mostly on first liens here. We purchased or already originated debt. Oftentimes, that's owner-occupied debt, and that really is where we do specialize, especially on the servicing side, which comes into play more with the compliance requirements. But mortgage note investing, you're purchasing an already originated mortgage note. Again, we use the term mortgage note broadly. Many states, it's a deed of trust or maybe a security deed. We've bought many land contracts or contracts for deed. But I say mortgage note investing when I'm referring to a note that is collateralized by in single family residential real estate is what we're talking about. So we buy that debt, we become the bank or the lender, and those payments are now owed to us. And oftentimes we can buy at a discount. And I think you know, we have a lot of resources that we'll point out later on our website that if you really want to dive into what is mortgage note investing. But before we got into why mentorship may or may not be a good fit, we wanted to at least discuss what mortgage note investing is. Shante, anything to add here?
You buttoned it up pretty well. We found this to be a very odd and interesting question, just for those joining this call. It's very hard to kind of put in a nutshell, but you did a great job.
All right, you want to handle this one?
Yeah. There's steps that you need to take in order to be able to invest into mortgage notes. You can't just kind of go out and just purchase. I would never suggest that, to be honest with you. It does take a little bit of time. So some of the steps include, researching and understanding the note market and the investment opportunities that are out there for you and what you're looking for. Currently in our current climate, all I've been kind of paying attention to is that our note market isn't exactly, may where what may be or where it used to be back in 2019, 2020 kind of thing. But there's still notes out there for everyone to invest into if they want to. The next step is usually your due diligence. When you narrow down a specific investment and you want to potentially bid on this, you need to do your due diligence on that note itself. And that doesn't just include collateral files with the note and mortgage or deed of trust. You should also be asking the sellers for copies of borrower payment histories, servicer notes, getting BPOs, pulling some title reports, things like that. So do your due diligence, learn everything you possibly can on this note before you make your purchase. When you get through your due diligence phase, and if anyone needs help with that, feel free to contact Mark. When you get through your due diligence phase and you're ready to purchase your note, at that point, you are now purchasing your note from the seller. So you will end up signing documentation, purchase and sale agreement, transferring funds, and you should be receiving the collateral file to yourself directly or to a third party that you choose to have that held by. Now that you're a note owner at this point, though, you have to manage this note. So you can buy performing notes, you can buy non-performing notes. Performing notes are loans that are paying, non-performing or loans that are not. You definitely need a servicer, and I'm going to stress this till my last breath on this earth. Servicers are important. I do understand how they are stressful and can be a headache at times, but there is a reason and a method to their madness and a lot of compliance that they actually follow to keep you as a note buyer and note investor secured. Make sure that you choose your servicers properly. Make sure they're licensed in the state that the property is located in, and go that route. Your servicers will also help you decide on an exit strategy. Now, I know a lot of investors do this during their due diligence period, but your servicers are the ones who usually execute them for you if you so choose, or you can have an attorney. And that's if, your loan pays off, how to handle that. If your loan is non-performing and you need to take it to foreclosure, if you're dealing with bankruptcy, if the borrower wants to work out an agreement and that where it's a win-win for you and your borrower, that's where those exit strategies come into play. So don't forget those, and don't forget to lean on your servicers and attorneys and your network to assist you with some ideas.
Perfect. I'll just quickly add, so research, I mean, that could include researching other asset classes, and I've had good mentorship calls with people where they're not sure if note investing is for them, and that might be where you are. So you might be researching what are the pros and cons, of mortgage note investing versus I had somebody who was all over the map one time. He's like, we jumped one week from mortgage notes, and then the next week it was single, it was short-term rentals. And I think that's important. We can get into that. As far as, mentorship can really help you in that understanding kind of how you can take your own experience and where you've been and move you toward where you want to go and helping you define that. So research could also include even the bigger picture of where do mortgage notes, where does that asset class fit into the bigger picture? Because not all asset, no asset class is perfect. There are cons to mortgage note investing. Generally speaking, there are no tax advantages, for example. So that research could be a broader thing at first initially. And then certainly want to research and do your due diligence on the asset as well as the seller, and as well as the vendors that you're working with, and then work, as Shante mentioned, the other steps working through a purchase of a note, and we really are excited to bring you, like I said earlier, the different expertise from Shante, Mark, and me, we really do bring different things to the table here, and we have somebody actually who I'm mentoring right now, and he's about to purchase his first note, and it's pretty exciting because we've had a few calls, we've looked at different tapes, we've gone through, we've crossed a lot of, we've analyzed a lot of deals, and we haven't pulled the trigger yet. But he's under agreement to purchase a note, and what's really exciting is Mark is going to meet with him tomorrow to go through the collateral file. I'm very confident in my own skills in doing that, but Mark, this is what he did for 9 years, 9 or 10 years, is became an expert in collateral files and collateral file review. So, I mean, that's pretty beneficial for sure. And then Shante comes in and brings in the servicing experience, which is just yeah. I mean, Shante didn't really mention it so much, but she really kind of ran Madison Management's operations in many ways. She really helped them get off the ground and was the face of Madison Management, and then later with BiFi. And so many, I mean, over a decade in servicing, which is just hard to find elsewhere. All right. So these are some of the benefits of mortgage note investing. We're not going to go into super deep on this. Like I said, there are pros and cons to mortgage note investing. Everything has risk, but generally speaking, investing in debt or buying mortgage notes tends to be on the lower end of that risk spectrum, a little bit lower risk than some of the other, commercial syndications, for example, office or something like that in real estate or Bitcoin. And again, everything has risk, and we're not financial advisors, but the lower risk compared to other asset classes is a benefit of mortgage note investing as I see it. So there's certainly potential, as we see here, for steady passive income with performing notes. I often liken a performing note to a buy and hold rental property. There are differences, but generally you're looking for cash flow, whereas a non-performing note, it's more like a fix and flip of a property where there's a clear entrance point and a clear exit point to the deal. And you're looking to add value to that asset. You really can't add a lot of value to a performing note. You can in some cases, but generally speaking, there's less opportunity to add value. So potential for steady passive income, regular payments, and decently high returns, diversification across a geography for sure, and across borrower types and across asset real estate types, if you will. And so you can do this from anywhere. This is absolutely location independent. I know on our website, labradorlending.com, we have, I think it's 10 reasons to invest in mortgage notes. So if you want to go into more detail there, it's
We'll
there.
get there.
Yeah. Flexibility in investment strategies. So like Shante mentioned, there are multiple exit strategies with a particular deal often. And there's within the little niche of mortgage note investing, there are many little niches. Tons and tons of different niches within this space, which is awesome. And some people just do really well, and they say the riches are in the niches. So, and then convenient and secure, and really, to me, the secure part comes back to risk, where you're investing in something that is collateralized by real estate, and there's a shortage of housing in this country, and oftentimes we're buying in the Southeast or Midwest, and when I say buying, I'm saying the debt, but those properties are not fluctuating in value, too much. So it's in that sense kind of boring and secure, and that's not a bad thing. Shante, anything to add to this benefits slide?
No, I think you hit every topic and every point. This is why I enjoy mortgage note investing opposed to investing in anything else. So
Absolutely. Yeah,
I
I
could
mean,
support it.
the location independent, we don't really have it here per se, but that is one that people really like. You don't need to be where your mortgage notes are, which is nice. So benefits of mentorship not found through group memberships or courses. Before I let Shante explain this in a little more detail, We just want to point out that I think you should take courses. I think you should be a part of
Group
note
memberships as
investing
well.
groups for sure. You don't want to do this alone, and you want to be a part of a group, whether that's paid or not. You want to be a part of a group, and you also should take some formal training. There's a pretty low barrier to entry in this space. That doesn't mean that everyone should just jump in blindly by themselves. Mentorship is a little bit different, though. It kind of bridges the gap between the two. And Shantae, why don't you go into some more detail there?
So, as you just say, I'm going to piggyback off of this because I want to stress this more than anything. I am in, groups. I have taken courses. So it's not, again, I feel like everyone should kind of be in a little bit of everything. But the benefits of our mentorship program is that it is personalized. It's personalized approach. It's tailored to whatever you specifically need in that moment. So earlier we asked questions about who's invested, who hasn't, or where is everybody at? We get to meet all of your needs with all of you guys being separated in different parts of this journey. It is hands-on. You get one-on-one when it's convenient for you. We understand that no investors, usually it's not your full-time job. So that is understandable. We have the flexibility of nights, weekends, days, whatever things may be. And the cost is also lower than larger memberships. Not all memberships, but larger memberships, larger courses, things like that. Sometimes that cost can be a little bit larger upfront compared to what we offer. And again, as I said, this appeals to all investors. Doesn't matter how green or how experienced you actually are. I'm still asking questions, and I've been in this space for 11 years. You're always gaining knowledge, and to know that you have someone that you can give specific questions to and get specific answers to, and not be fighting over raising your hands in groups. It's a little bit more personal, and you can get a little bit more one-on-one handholding, which I have benefited from personally. So it's great to also be able to share that with you guys.
Yeah, if you want to really just add some kind of fuel to the progress you're already making, mentorship can be a great choice. Like Shante said, sometimes you have a question and it might not get answered, and then you got to wait 2 weeks or a month until your group meets again. We can just go right to it. Let's go to whatever's your number one question right away. Let's get to it. So our goal is to help you succeed. And I do want to mention too that this mentorship, this particular presentation is mostly geared toward newer investors, but we absolutely can help you if you want to scale as well. We can talk a little bit more later, but I've run two note funds. I haven't done everything there is to do in the space, but I've made plenty of mistakes that I can help you avoid if you want to scale. So I don't want you to think that the mentorship is program is simply about how do I buy my first note. Scaling involves access to other people's capital, access to deals, and then managing those deals. That's really what this breaks down to as far as this business goes, whether you want to run a fund or not. It's those three elements. It's access to capital, access to mortgage notes, and then managing the capital and the mortgage notes. There's three buckets really that come into play when you're scaling a mortgage note business. So I welcome the opportunity to help someone who is there. Maybe you own a few notes, 5 or 10 notes, and you want to really scale your business. But yeah, it's really about the individual approach and really speeding your progress and making it much more quick than it would have been otherwise. All right, so why mentorship may not be a good fit for you. If you're really not interested in putting in some time to learn the business, at Labrador Lending, we serve really two avatars. We have our passive investors who are accredited, so they have high income or high equity. And so they want to put their money to work, but they don't really have the time or energy or interest in becoming an active mortgage note investor. Mentorship is probably not for them. So they probably wouldn't have the commitment required to really succeed in becoming a mortgage note investor. And they may be a doctor or somebody, an attorney or something, and really have time constraints and just not have the time available to learn mortgage note investing. And then communication, you know, if you're going to have a session with us and then just sort of drop off the face of the earth, that's not going to work. So these are a few reasons why mentorship may not be a good fit for you. Shante, thoughts?
Communication is key. That's one that sticks out the most. The time constraints, there's a little bit of flexibility there. But if you're not, communication's the key across everything in this industry. So I would stress that more than anything.
Yep. So it's really the person who has energy and time, and you do need some capital to get, you know, started in notes, but there are ways to do it without a lot of capital. So it's not so much the money that's really the biggest hurdle. It's the these three here. If you have time, energy, and desire to learn, and you really want, you know, to learn mortgage note investing, it may be a really good fit for you. So we've got two slides here on the benefits of one-on-one mentorship: personalized guidance, expert insights, immediate feedback. You know, these are real-time, you know, the things that are going on, training that's happening with real notes. So certainly we can do training and mentorship with sort of fake deals, or you know, maybe go on PaperStack or somewhere and check out a deal that maybe we're not actually intending to buy, or we can share a prior deal of ours that we've done or something, go through a case study. But a lot of times it's real tapes and it's real notes that we're going through, and we're making real-time decisions on, you know, the investor, the mentee is making real-time decisions with our guidance on whether they want to move forward or not. So, and that's, you know, that's critical, and we're very responsive in that sense. And then networking opportunities, building connections in the industry. And I alluded to this earlier. It's just a huge benefit. This is a relationship business. It just is. And you know, marketing is important, and building your systems is important, but really it's about relationships and you know, and your reputation and networking with others. So we can help you meet people that we've established relationships with, and man, that goes a really long way. Accountability is huge. You know, I'm not gonna sit here and say that every morning I wake up and the first thing I do is figure out and ask myself what's my mentee doing today. So there's still an element where you're driving the ship, and if you want this, you've got to put in the work. But absolutely, I will reach out to mentees and check in frequently, or if they have questions, I'm there. And just having that person to be able to look over your shoulder and just really
Be
hold you
focused.
accountable. I will often give homework, you know, just assignments, and it's like by next session, I want to see this done. And the truth is, people often wouldn't do that without that accountability piece. We're all like that. So, Shante, you want to handle this slide?
Confidence building. You definitely have to be confident to be in this space. For someone who's been in this space for 11 years, it having a mentorship program where you have different mentors from different walks of life trying to help you guys, you know, get to your investing goals and dreams. Having the confidence to get there is extremely important, which I would also tack on to, you know, expanding your network because that helps. Of course, we have been gone, we've dealt with so many different scenarios in our experiences that we have a lot of resources between managing and running a servicing company to running a fund to managing, you know, collateral files. There's, and then everything in between, all the attorneys we use, vendors we use, tools, you know, things like that we have and that we've experienced and we've used. So being able to share that with everybody who signs up is also amazing. The risk management techniques, you definitely get to learn your risk versus reward while going through this mentorship program. While in different stages, it's always going to be different scenarios for everybody's situation. But you will learn and you will learn to be comfortable with it. So as you scale, you might not need us as much, but for me, it warms my heart because that means you guys are learning and growing. This is an at your pace. So we're not going to speed you through. If you're something you're not understanding, if something just Doesn't make sense, Shantae. You're from Jersey. You talk way too fast. I missed everything you just said. Slow us down. We go at your pace. So whatever is convenient and works for you, with as well as your scheduling and time management, we go by based off of you. As long as you have the interest, we will make this happen. And of course, this allows you to grow your business and your investing business to wherever you want it to be. You get foundational information and knowledge to be able to continue growing.
Absolutely. And on the last two, customized learning pace. I have mentees who still I've been working with for years now, and they'll check in. We'll do a session every couple of months, or when they reach a new something new in their investing journey, which happens often in mortgage notes. And I've never they'll say, I've never dealt with this before. What would you do? And we'll hop on a call and talk through it and go through it. And so we do have more sessions generally in the beginning, of course, and then it's we're here for you afterwards. So that customized learning pace is critical. And then I alluded to scaling your business earlier. I spoke about that. That's one thing that actually surprised me in doing this mentorship program with people. I kind of you forget certain elements that maybe you take for granted as far as how do I open an LLC? Do I need that EIN before I get a bank account? Things like that. And I have too many LLCs. And so I've got a lot. And it's not anything to brag about. It's just I kind of forget, oh yeah, that's right. That might be important. So it's not just, about a deal or a particular note or the, foreclosure laws in Georgia or something. It's like business growth and business. And honestly, one of my mentees seemed like most of our calls were about life questions, and that's fine too. I'm not a life coach or anything, but we're happy to share life experiences. And certainly, this is about mortgage note investing, but again, it's tailored to meet your needs, and we're here to support you. So there are things that that don't directly apply to mortgage notes in particular, where we can add value. I'm not going to read these, kind of long. Tom Scott, I'll let you all read this. I didn't pay him to write this.
Short inversion. At the end of the day, it's Tom Scott thanking Jamie for working and working alongside with him, and how he feels like he couldn't have done anything at this point without him. And let's, just kind of gives Jamie his kudos to helping and things like that.
Yeah, and I
So.
will say this is someone who was quite knowledgeable in lending and debt in general, and very good with Excel and things. So he brought a lot to the table that I didn't necessarily bring to the table. And I was able to kind of fill in the gaps for him. And again, he talks about how books just don't quite cut it. Books are great and courses are great, but they don't necessarily get you there by themselves. Couple more testimonials here. Jeff Vincent, Peter Halliday. These are people who are clearly taking action and implementing what we're teaching them and what we're helping them helping guide them through. And so which is just awesome to see. So again, tailored to Jeff's specific needs and refining processes. One of the things, that it just comes to mind right now is that oftentimes what we end up doing, we don't have this spelled out in the slides per se, but it's we end up if you don't have a buy box, we kind of in the first few sessions we end up working on building that buy box, meaning what are you looking for? What not only are, what are you trying to accomplish with mortgage notes, but then more specifically, what type of assets are you looking to buy? So that's one of the things that we often that I've frankly worked with Jeff on, Jeff Vincent is building that buy box with some specificity. First, are you looking for seconds? Is it NPLs? Is it reperformers? What kind of yield are you looking for? What states are you willing to buy in? This is a very state-specific industry and investing approach. And so building that buy box is critical because you're not going to have deals come to you if you don't know what you're looking for. So you've got to understand what you're looking for. And then building your due diligence processes, both pre-bid and post-bid due diligence, those are critical pieces as well. And then I can hand Jeff off to Shante and she can, I'm joking, but she fill in the servicing piece after that. But yeah, those are two things, is building that buy box and building out your due diligence processes or process are critical. Peter Halliday's testimonial there. You can read that. And again, vendors and it's a very niche space. So I think I've been able to connect Peter with some really important vendors in the space.
You have.
All right, so additional resources, check out our website, labradorlending.com. We've got a lot of resources. We mentioned the ebook here. It's truthfully, it's too big for an ebook. It's 74 pages. It just probably should have been five ebooks. It's free on our website. And then we've got a YouTube channel and a lot of resources on our website, labradorlending.com. Shante, anything else to add there?
Nope. Check it out. There is a lot of resources there. I know I've checked them out as well. But I think now we're going to move over to some Q&As. So if anybody has any questions, comments, concerns, I think we're able to use the Q&A option on the bottom of your screen. So if there's any questions, or if you guys want to raise your hands, or however you'd like to go about that, we're here to answer any questions basic over regarding the mentorship program. Of course, if you have something more specific, feel free to shoot us an email. So if there's any questions, we'll give you guys a few moments.
And so, I'm sorry,
That's
but
okay.
real quickly. So, to get started in mentorship, we can have an initial conversation to see if it is a good fit. Go to our website. There's a big mentorship button on the homepage, labradorlending.com. Click mentorship, sign up there. I'm going to stop screen share and then be able to monitor, help monitor better.
And just to give you guys a little bit more information, we are going to be having monthly webinars. They are going to be more topic specific. We just wanted to do broad, let you guys know who we are, what we're doing. And then we have a couple more sessions that we're prepping up for. It's always going to be the last Wednesday of every month, from 6 to 7, 7:30-ish. If there's a topic that you guys want to hear about as well, please send us some of your opinions. And things like that. So Lewis has a question, or Luis, I am so
Yep.
sorry. What is the hourly fee? Is there a longer term subscription slash retainer option?
It is currently $150 per hour, and I do ask for a three session minimum because I feel like we can't make a lot of progress in one session, not enough anyway, or two. And I really want to understand where you're coming from first. And that's one thing I want to emphasize is we really do listen. It's not us vomiting information at you because it's really not relevant if I'm telling you things you already know or you're not interested in. And so it does take a little bit of time to get that going, and build the rapport and understand where you're coming from and where you're trying to go. So it's $150 per hour and three session minimum. After that, it's very open-ended. There's no massive upfront cost or anything like that. So, hopefully that answers the question. There's no subscription or retainer option, to be more direct. You're welcome. Figured that question would come out.
It was a good question because
Yeah.
it's been asked a few of me. Three people asked me actually today,
Pretty
so
important.
very important.
I would care too.
Absolutely.
What else? This is your chance to get some free mentorship.
That's true as well. If you guys haven't already checked it out, I know it's just separate from the mentorship, but if you get some time for those long drives home from somewhere, coming home from vacation, you want to tune out the wife and the kids or something, go check out From Adversity to Abundance podcast. I know I listen to it on Spotify. I think you can listen to it almost really anywhere, if I'm
Pretty
not
much anywhere.
mistaken. You'll hear my story, all about me, a couple of times in a few of those episodes. So
For sure.
you'll also hear other people in the note space, and their stories and
Another
fun
thing
stuff like that.
recently, I was able to do a case study on with Justin Bogard's Be the Bank broadcast that he does monthly. It's a live stream we do monthly with Chris Seveny and Jay Redding and Justin. And I was able to walk through a Michigan contract for deed case study that was pretty cool. It was a lot of work getting through that, but we were able to make some money, and we were able to make some money for our investor, our capital investor, as well as get kids out of a really terrible living condition. And so the social impact and human impact is one of the things that people are drawn to about mortgage notes, and having that discretion as a lender, if you will, as a note holder. So that was a pretty cool case study. Be the Bank. If you Google Be the Bank broadcast, that was last month's, a couple weeks ago, we were able to do that case study. So we've got other case studies as well on our ebook. And I don't know if I find case studies really helpful. So we'll probably go through some, probably do touch on one next month, actually, in this webinar. But I know a lot of times people really learn from case studies, because that's when they finally kind of get it. They're like, oh, okay. And so we've got lots of those. But about mentorship specifically, what questions do you have?
Do you share any templates such as a purchase and sale agreements, joint venture agreements as part of the mentorship program?
It's a good question. On an as-needed basis, yes. I always recommend you have your own attorney review things, and don't just take something you found on the internet and use it. But yes, we will share certain templates to help you move along, because there are, you don't need to reinvent the wheel. Purchase and sale agreements, loan sale agreements, joint venture agreements. Again, we would probably go through that together in most cases to make sure that it fits, and I would highly recommend you have an attorney review it at least once. But yes, we certainly do share templates. We'll share our own due diligence checklist as well. There's nothing, none of this is rocket science, really. It's like there's a lot of detail, and there's a lot of organization that's necessary to stay on top of things. So I'm not saying it's easy per se, but when you break it down, nothing here is rocket science. So I don't mind if you see what we do for due diligence. That's fine. So yeah, we'll share things like that. Yes.
If you see a tape that has assets in my buy box, would you share that with me to potentially bid on it?
If I have permission to share it.
Good answer.
That just happened, Sir Clifford Jumper. That just happened this week with a mentee, where we looked at the tape. It was a very small tape, and it didn't nothing on there fit our buy box. And with permission of the seller, I shared it with my mentee, and looks like they're moving forward with a purchase of one of those notes. So yes, and that is, look, that's probably the number one question, is where to find notes, right? And it's ever changing, and I said it's a relationship space for sure. So it takes work to get those sources of notes and deal flow. But that is something, we don't present this like we have the only, this is, you have to join our program to get access to notes, and you must
No.
buy notes through us or something like that. But absolutely, Sir Clifford Jumper, when it makes sense, we will share share tapes with our mentees.
That's a good question.
Yeah. But don't jump off a cliff, sir.
Please don't.
Good question. All right, we got a few more minutes. You could ask us something, you know, what's
Doesn't have
Shanti's
to be
favorite
about
color?
purple.
Because you like the Ravens. You
No.
like the Eagles.
I do. It's about to be that season.
Yep. We're
These are
watching
big.
the Receiver. It's pretty fun. It's a pretty good show on Netflix. Anybody
Watched
have
it. It
any?
is good.
Yeah.
I know putting people on the spot sometimes for questions is a little bit challenging, but again, feel free to email, ask anything. If there's something specific that you're not thinking of in the moment, you think of tomorrow, or a couple of days, let us know.
Good
What
question.
are the typical hours for mentoring? If I work a 9 to 5, can it be in an evening? That is the best part about this mentorship program, is that we work around your schedule. There are three of us that are a part of this. So,
Yeah.
and one of us is on a different time zone
Yeah.
from the East Coast. So there is variety of time. I'm available nights, weekends. We just schedule it and we make it happen.
Yeah.
So.
Truth be told, both Shante and I had more on our plates
Couple
a
months
couple of
ago.
months ago than we do now. And so we do have a bit of a sort of flexibility in our schedule. Also, truth be told, I didn't necessarily love doing mentorship calls at 7 o'clock at night if I'd worked all day long, just being honest. So I think it's fantastic. That's one of the reasons that I was thrilled to bring both Shante and Mark on, is that we can set up, you know, tag team and work that way. But yes, we will absolutely take calls in the evenings or even weekends if need be, for sure.
We'll work around you guys.
You guys want to know what that is? That's our book, From Adversity to Abundance. Go buy a copy.
Could buy a copy of Amazon. I have one unsigned, unfortunately. but yes.
All right. Well, we'll give
We
30
won't
more
steal your
seconds.
whole evening.
Right. Let's
So just
wait
a
30 more
reminder.
seconds.
Yep, 30, while we give you guys this time, just a reminder, if you have any questions, can you know, feel free to reach out, sign up, check out that ebook. I actually checked it out about a month or two ago now. It's got a lot of information, you know, save it for a rainy day when you're kind of bored and just want to read through. That's always
And you
helpful.
can't sleep.
What form of payments do you accept? Credit cards, debit cards?
Typically, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, check. I think those are for now
So no
we
credit card,
accept.
Mr. Jumper, Sir Jumper, and Mr. Espinoza. Best way to contact you.
Yeah, so go to our website, labradorlending.com, click on mentorship and fill out, it's a very short form. Fill out that form and we'll be sure to follow up. My email address is batemanjames@labradorlending.com. It's a little bit of a mouthful. batemanjames@labradorlending.com, LABRADOR. And Shante just got her, she just arrived. She just got her Labrador email address, so that's shante@labradorlending.com. But our website is a great place to start as well.
Are you all actively in the Wi-Fi servicing business as well? I knew this question was coming. I'll speak for myself and I'll let you speak for yourself, Jamie. I
Sure.
no longer am part of the Wi-Fi team. My last day was exactly 2 months ago today. So I decided to step away and try to expand my personal self, my personal career goals, outside of servicing, but still within this space. So I am no longer with BiFi. And Jamie?
Yeah, I also I'd stepped in as CEO in October of last year. That was never part of the long-term plan per se. And with Shante, I'm also not actively involved with BiFi any longer. A lot of
Sorry to
lessons,
break any hearts. Yeah,
lot of
I feel
lessons learned that
horrible.
we can apply to mentorship.
Yes,
Yeah,
absolutely.
and if John, if you have a specific, personal interest in this, happy to chat offline.
Ways to communicate with you once someone signs up. So, I believe that, Jamie. How do you prefer?
I mean, for
It's usually
me,
emails
email,
first.
I mean, works well because you're usually presenting an attachment or some, something that we're sharing. And we do, we can refine this as we go along. We certainly use shared folders and things like that as well. But as far as the sessions themselves, typically it's just over Zoom and then often email in between sessions works well. All right, I'm going to stop the recording. Thank you for joining us, everyone. This has been great.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on From Adversity to Abundance. We hope today's episode has equipped you with valuable insights and practical advice to elevate your real estate journey. For more inspiring stories and resources, visit us at www.adversitytoabundance.com. If this episode has inspired you, please share it with a friend who could also benefit from our conversation. Together, let's turn adversity into abundance. Until next time, keep building your mental fitness and your real estate empire.
All right, here's the deal. You work hard for your money. Isn't it about time you put your money to work for you? If you are an accredited investor, check out LabradorLending.com. Our Integrity Income Fund provides monthly cash flow from an investment backed by hard physical real estate. Our income fund, which is uncorrelated to publicly traded stocks and bonds, invests in first lien mortgage notes diversified by geography, property value, and borrower type. So you're not investing in one project. You're investing in a diversified portfolio of first lien mortgage notes. Our Integrity Income Fund aims to pay its investors monthly distributions at a preferred rate of return of 8% annually. Possibly the best part, though, the fund showcases a short 12-month commitment. So you can invest your capital today and have access to that capital in 1 year. Check it out today, LabradorLending.com.